Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
She's Mary Kay Cabot. Hello, Mary Kay. Welcome to Baskin & Phelps, your weekly appearance. How are you?
Hi, Mary Kay.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
We're all right. Hey, guess what? We were talking about quarterbacks. I know that's stunning news.
Well, we are all fascinated by the topic.
Aren't
we
though?
We always will be.
Aren't we though?
That's for sure. Yep.
Andy and I were thinking about the Houston Texans here, Mary Kay. If you're the Texans, what in the world do you possibly do with Deshaun Watson right now? He wanted traded. They weren't going to trade him. Now they probably wish they had. Nothing's been proven, but the allegations are blatantly ugly. I would think his trade value is terrible, and he's a good quarterback, but can you possibly put him on the field as your starting quarterback? What do you do?
Well, I mean, it's an absolute mess, and it's a really, really tough situation for the new guys there in Texas, in Houston, to have to deal with. And it's potentially horrible for anybody that may have been involved in something that was illegal. So it's just a very, very difficult situation for everyone involved. I don't know what the Texans can or should do, but I think they need to have a backup plan at quarterback. I think that they need to plan to possibly be without Deshaun Watson this season one way or another, or maybe for forever. I mean, nobody really knows where this is going to go yet. But it's a very difficult situation for everybody involved, and nobody knows where it's headed yet.
Mary Kay, it'd be really tough to put him on the field, wouldn't it? The way things stand now?
I would think so. I would think so. I mean, I would think that the NFL would have to be getting involved under their personal conduct policy and trying to figure out what the what the right thing to do is. So he could be on the commissioner's exempt list before you even know it. So I don't know. I'm sure they'll try to let the legal process sort of play out for a little while, but it just kind of keeps taking on a life of its own. And of course, if there are victims, that's where our first concern needs to go.
Mary Kay, let's get back to the Browns here for a second. And I mean, it's probably been at least a day since I've asked someone, what's the latest on Jadeveon Clowney? What's the latest on Jadeveon Clowney, Mary Kay?
Well, you know what? All's quiet, and information is really hard to come by. And yeah, he was that way last offseason as well. He just kind of laid very low, and he sort of waited for the right opportunity. And even though he was getting offers, a significant amount of offers, he really wanted to be reunited with Mike Vrabel, and that was the situation that he felt most comfortable with. So I don't know what's going on inside Jadeveon Clowney's head right now. I don't know exactly what the Browns are thinking, but I would have to say that as long as he hasn't signed with anybody else yet, it still has to be at least some kind of a possibility that he could end up here. So I think everybody's sort of in wait-and-see mode right now.
Mary Kay, do you think the Browns wait? Or do they go ahead and go for maybe some of the other veterans who still are out there, say a guy like Justin Houston or some of the other edge rushers?
You know, it almost seems like they are, they have this thing going with Clowney, and again, it's sort of in some kind of a holding pattern. It almost seems to me like from this point forward, they're going to focus really hard on the draft and decide which way they're going and what their board looks like. And if they could end up possibly with an edge rusher, perhaps in the first or second round, or maybe even the third round or something like that. So I don't know that they're running around clamoring for another edge rusher, a veteran edge rusher right now. It seems like they have their heads down and they're really focused on the draft.
Mary Kay, I was just curious, and we were talking about this a little bit before, too, that, you know, yesterday the governor essentially says, hey, you guys can do what you want outside during the summer here. I got to think that's great news for the draft coming up. I got to think the NFL smiled a little bit when they saw that. Yes, there'll still be some restrictions here and there. You're going to have to wear masks and things like that. But, you know, yesterday they released the app so that you can register for the stuff where you need to get in line. You know, when the governor said that yesterday, I thought, man, I got to think the Browns are pretty happy about this, and so is the NFL.
Yes, absolutely, 100%. I mean, you know, even just as recently as a couple of weeks ago, it didn't seem like anything like that was possible to get to that point where you would hear him say that, where all of a sudden it was everything was so eased up. So I was very surprised by that, and it will have a significant impact on the draft. It will probably even have some impact on perhaps training camp and things like that. So, it'll be very interesting to see how this goes.
Mary Kay, what are you hearing? What are you expecting the off season to look like? You know, once the draft is done and they sign free agent players and everything else, rookie camp, training camp, OTAs in between. What do you think it's going to look like this year as opposed to last year when so much was virtual and yet teams were able to function properly and put teams on the field to start the season?
Well, J.C. Treader is really pushing to have no off-season program. And I think if he had his druthers, they probably maybe would even try not to have a mandatory minicamp. All of those things are still up in the air right now. Those are things that the NFLPA and the NFL have to get together, and they've got to work through those issues. They have to collectively bargain those issues because player safety, obviously, is still the number one issue for JC and the union, and they will fight very, very hard for their guys. So I don't know which way this is going yet. I know that coaches want some kind of an in-person program. I know that they would at least like a mandatory mini camp. To get things sort of installed before they disperse before training camp, but I don't even know if that's going to happen. So I think it's just a matter of sort of wait and see and how these negotiations are going to go.
Mary Kay, when we get into the draft here, and this kind of was the epiphany I had after free agency, just that the Browns really could walk into this draft for the first time, and I can't remember, where I don't think there's a pressure to draft a guy that needs to start the first day he walks in the building. And so how does that change things for the Browns? And how do you think they're looking at the draft from that perspective, especially as, you know, creating depth and maybe finding a guy that they might have the opportunity to start opening day? But I just don't think they have the pressure on them that they've had in the past. Do you agree with that? And what does that mean for the franchise if that's true?
Yeah, I would say that that's true. And last year, they really needed to get their left tackle. And I think we all knew heading into it that they were going to end up with one of those premier left tackles for that draft. So that is not the situation this year. I would say if there was, you know, maybe one or two spots where you could identify, maybe there's an opportunity for that guy to start, you would probably say defensive end opposite Myles Garrett and then insurance policy cornerback for Greedy Williams in the event that that he needs a little extra time. So those are two areas where you might find a plug-and-play kind of a guy. But if you don't find that guy, there are plenty of other things that you can do in the first round, including maybe trying to find the heir apparent to Odell Beckham Jr., to Jarvis Landry, and they can let the draft come to them. They'll be prepared, and there will be a really good player at number 26. They can also trade up some. I wouldn't be surprised if they explore some of those opportunities, and they can really just kind of end up with the best guy that they can find wherever they end up in the first round.
Mary Kay, correct me if I'm wrong. Olivier Vernon hasn't signed with anyone yet, has he?
No, he hasn't. I mean, he's still really in the throes of his rehab. That's a tough injury to come back from. It's a 9 to 12-month injury and probably – maybe on the longer end of that when you get up into the, 30-year-old age range. So although we're seeing Grant Delpit look amazing, he had a long head start on Olivier Vernon. It's going to take Olivier a while to get back. I wouldn't be surprised if he might have to sit out this season.
Would you be surprised or would you think it would be a good move for the Browns or not even bother? And I hate to say it that way. Would it be okay to bring Olivier back, sign him to a contract where it's like, hey, rehab for a year here, and we would love to have you back moving forward? Or do you think that that ship has sailed because of his injury? And may have sailed anyway because he was an unrestricted free agent.
Well, you know, I think that he's someone that they really liked a lot. I think he was headed towards re-signing with the Browns the way that he was playing last year.
Wow.
And I think that they will definitely keep him on their radar, see how the recovery goes, and see what happens when he's ready to play again. He loved being here. He was good for the Browns. They were good for him. And if there is any opportunity for them to get back together, I'm sure they would explore it.
It would be a nice insurance policy for the Browns to have him, even if he's not able to play next year, Mary Kay, just knowing you have a veteran asset for the future. But I think that would take an awful lot of trust and cooperation on both sides, would it not?
Yeah, I mean, it seems like, he needs to get healthy, and then everyone can kind of go from there. I mean, coming off of an injury of this type and at the age that he's at, I mean, I'm guessing that he'll probably want to come back and play again. But he might, think twice and decide that he's had a great career and maybe it is time to move on. The rehab has got to be grueling. I'm sure it is. So no one knows exactly what his plans will be yet.
Rick, you think they'll use all their picks this year? You think they'll do some wheeling and dealing? Just a gut feeling on it.
I think they'll do some wheeling and dealing. I just don't see that they can add 9 players to the roster. Now, of course, a couple of them can end up on your practice squad. So you don't have to put all 9 of them on your final roster. But still, that's a lot of guys. I would think that if they can package some of those, and they've got 2 in the third and 2 in the fourth, that they might want to climb back up into the second again or something like that, or go higher in the third, or maybe even up a little bit in the first. So I would imagine that there will be those discussions taking place.
Mary Kay, what shocking type of thing might happen, draft, free agency, still, whatever, that you think really could happen for the Browns? Drafting a wide receiver high, trading for somebody who maybe is unexpectedly available. Is there something that you think, I could see something like this happening?
You know what? I don't anticipate anything really like that happening, but I think, one of the things that, that I have had in the back of my mind throughout the last few months, and I've talked about it a lot, is, I mean, I still think that if someone were willing to trade for Odell Beckham Jr. and give the Browns the right price for him, I think they would at least have to listen to that. And then in that scenario, they would go younger at the position and draft one of these really great receivers in, somewhere in the first, second, third round. I doubt that will happen. I think it's going to be Odell and Jarvis back this year trying to get the Browns into the Super Bowl. I think Odell would be excited about that. I think the Browns would too. But if you're asking if there's something shocking that could happen, that would fall under the category of shocking and not completely out of the realm of possibility.
Yeah, that's interesting. Mary Kay, as always, thank you very much. We appreciate it. And you can read all of Mary Kay's work, cleveland.com and The Plain Dealer. Thanks, Mary Kay.
Thanks, Mary Kay.
Thank you, guys. Thanks.
Mary Kay joining us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.